It is true that in every one of us, there is a kind of an energy we call a habit energy, always pushing us ahead, doesn't allow us to be in the here and the now. It prevents us to be happy in the here and the now, and we have to recognize that energy every time it comes up. About 15 years ago, a young American came to Plum Village in France and practiced. He stayed in the upper hamlet with the monks and the laymen. And he was very happy practicing because the energy of the community was quite strong. He was able to be in the here and the now, generating the energy of mindfulness in order to touch the wonders of life. He was supported by the presence of other practitioners. One day he was asked to go to the market to do some shopping. We organized a day of Thanksgiving, and every group that belong to one nation would like to offer one national dish. So the American group, I wanted him to go with another person to do some shopping. And when he was in the marketplace, not supported by the Sangha, the habit energy came up again. And he was rushing. He was trying to do everything quickly in order to finish. And before that, during 3 weeks in a row, he did not see that habit energy coming up. That is because of the fact that the collective energy of mindfulness in the community was strong enough to keep him in the here and the now. But now he was alone in the place. And suddenly he noticed that the energy of rushing, of wanting to do everything quickly in order to go home, was coming up. And because he had been able to practice during 3 weeks, he was able to recognize that the energy of rushing was in him. And he had an insight. That energy had been transmitted to him by his mother, because his mother was always like that, rushing all day, not being able to stop. So when he recognized that, when he got that kind of insight, he breathed in and out, and he said, "Hello, mommy, I know you are there." And suddenly the energy stopped. And he knew that without the Sangha, without the community around, he had to be on himself. That is why he did not quit one moment of mindful breathing. And he continued to practice mindful breathing during the whole time that is left for him to do the shopping. And that energy did not come back at all, because he was protected by the energy generated by the practice of mindful breathing. When you are on your own, you do not have the collective energy of your community. You have to practice in order to protect yourself. To protect yourself from the danger, from the accident that come from outside, but from the inside. In fact, most of the accidents came from the inside. If you are peaceful, if you are lucid, you do not draw accident to yourself. And that is why it's very important to practice being peace, being lucid, in order to protect yourself from dangers and accidents that come at any time. So he went back to the upper hamlet safe, because he was able to practice mindful breathing during the whole course of shopping. If our journalist had got some instructions and training, he would have been able to enjoy the walk with us. But because his mind was fully occupied by the idea and the intention to finish the report in order to go home, that is why he wasn't able to enjoy. When you practice, when you walk, it is possible for you to walk in such a way that every step becomes nourishing and healing. And this is not difficult. Whether you are a psychologist, whether you are a businessman, whether you are a congressman walking on Capitol Hill, it's always possible to practice mindful walking and to enjoy every step you make, everywhere, even on the street.